It's the Bottom Line on News Radio 610, KONA. From the Tri-Cities to Olivia to D.C., we break down.
Break it all down.
The stories of the day and the people making the news.
And that's the Bottom Line.
Time to get the Bottom Line. Presented by Summit Funding in Kennewick and Prosser. With your hosts, Rob Francis and Ed Dawson.
Does the report from the Government Accountability Office help or hurt the president's impeachment case?
Well, another example as to why we don't like polls.
And the state Supreme Court once again told Inslee and Company they overreached. But first,
give us your bottom line. It's your voice, your show. Call the LegendsCasino.com hotline, 509-547-1610.
Welcome into the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA, a snowy Thursday afternoon. 547-1610 is the number, also available via email, 610kona.com, the Bottom Line page, your name, where you're listening, what you'd like to say. And we're on Twitter as well, at BottomLine610. And like we like to do very often during the legislative session is bring you the lawmakers themselves during session. And joining us today, Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District. Good afternoon, Senator. Thanks for your time.
Great to be back with you and your listeners.
Now, Senator, what it's been a busy week, obviously. A lot of bills to sift through, a lot of things to get taken care of and in order in this first week. What are some of the things already that have come before the Senate that discussion has begun on?
Well, I think some of the dumb ideas from last year came back right away, which is fair game. I think the disappointment is that we went to what's known as the third reading directly from rules. And that doesn't allow for amendments because amendments are done on what's known as a second order of business. So the majority actually passed bills that were impossible to implement because they had dates that declared them null and void in 2019 if not signed. So in the haste to get some stinker bills to the House, they gave up the right to even fix them. And that's a bad part of this process.
Well, not only that, but it certainly seems that it's going to set this legislative session off on a bit of a tense note.
Right, because part of the perfecting of legislation, the rights of a minority, is the amendment process, because clearly if there's a flaw, you fix it or at least try to fix it on second reading. And my colleague Senator Walsh wanted to vote for one of the bills. She said, I've got businesses that like it, environmentalists that like it, but I will not vote for a bill that says null and void in 2019 and refused to allow any amendments. So it's certainly repulsive to a lot of my members, and I think it's a bad process in general.
Now, Senator Schessler, we saw today the ruling from the state Supreme Court regarding the governor's Clean Air Act. We've also seen a couple of other instances in the last year or two where the state Supreme Court has said that some of the pieces that have been put forward by Democratic members of the legislature have not passed muster constitutionally. We now have a bill going through the House that is not pushed as a constitutional amendment, but is going to impact voters' ability to be involved with the initiative process and referendum process. How many more times can we see some of these things being pushed forward that ignore the state constitution without any ability to take further action?
Well, it's certainly frustrating as heck for me because while I've been hurt by liberal initiatives or referendums, if you can only do it on the even years, the issue is over and done with by the time you get it. And that's just not right. I'm always open to reforms, but this is trying to effectively neuter the initiative and referendum process.
Well, and considering the fact that there is constitutional protection for it, and this bill isn't framed as a constitutional amendment, it seems that it's trying to backdoor a protection that every person in this state is able to take advantage of.
Well, that may very well be the case. I just think it's bad policy all the way around to deny the voters the option of doing it in a timely manner.
We're talking with State Senator Mark Schessler, representing the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
Senator Schessler, you know, we kind of got things off on a downer note. Has there been anything positive that you can share with people east of the Cascades that has been going on in Olympia?
Well, cheer up. There's only 54 days left to go.
There you go. That's the best you can do for us, huh?
Well, I think, you know, I reacted to the governor's State of the State speech. The governor pretended that 976 never happened, never mentioned it, never mentioned transportation. Now, there's three budgets, and one is transportation. The governor said, I want a bridge across the Columbia River. Okay, if you've got this plan, you've got this very large item hanging out there, why would you refuse to address that? I think that was probably the real flaw in the governor's State of the State speech. While I may disagree with him on subjects, as you would expect, how do you ignore an issue in Olympia as big as 976 and ignore the state's transportation needs?
And we've talked about this a number of times, and maybe it's worth reiterating that traditionally, this shorter session would be designed to shore up anything that the last session took care of, you know, budgetarily or do any kind of tweaks and fixes. But this is shaping up to be a regular session only at light speed.
It appears to be on steroids. Many of the longtime Olympia followers from all vantage points are amazed at the number of bills rolling in and the number of requests that are not a smoothing process of taking peaks and valleys out of budgets, because that's normally what you do. You've over-budgeted in one area, you're under in another, you smooth it out, you make it balanced, and you go home. We saw requests for more bonding than what from one entity than what the total capital budget is capable of. It's not realistic, and I don't know how this has evolved, but it certainly has over the years of my career.
Senator Schessler, we heard also in the governor's State of the State that he wants to take north of $300 million out of the rainy day fund to deal with homelessness. We also saw today that one of your peers, Senator Sheldon, is introducing a Senate bill, 6283, which would deal with part of the homelessness problem, but something that's actually applicable. We're dealing with cleaning up areas and so on and so forth. With the governor, we haven't heard anything about what he wants to do with that $300 million, but now we have a piece of legislation that would actually have an action element to it. What is the likelihood that Senator Sheldon's bill is going to get out of a committee, get heard, and actually shine light on what some of the practical issues of dealing with homelessness are?
Well, while it may not pass as a standalone bill, I think there's a reasonable chance of it finding a home attached to another bill as part of the process. As far as the governor, you're absolutely right. There never has been, nor will there ever be, 60% of the Senate vote for taking money from the rainy day fund, when certainly we don't meet any of the definitions. And some of that money the governor wants is ongoing costs. So it isn't a one-time expense like floods and forest fires, and it's simply not going to happen.
Now, Senator, there was a new Elway Crosscut poll that came out today, and while I am certainly one of the I do not like polls. I put really very little faith in them. But when the Elway poll has 79% of its respondents on the west side of the state, it raises an eyebrow when I see things, especially when they talk about the legislature and what they should focus on during this session, when 3% say gun control should be a focus. And yet what we're seeing is more gun control bills coming out from the legislature this year. Is this another example of many not having an ear in their community and just trying to push an agenda forward?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at my email, it's just about 100% no on just about anything related to gun control, gun seizures. I saw a survey of another type today, and clearly, well, it's actually my own district survey, which I know you don't like polls, but gun control or gun issues are more important to my voters than the environment.
And no question. I mean, when you get down into a district poll, you're talking about people within your area that you represent. This was a poll of 405 people that 79% of were on the west side of the state, and only 3% of them said gun control matters to them in this legislative session.
Bingo.
In fact, only 12% said taxes mattered to them in this session, yet we're probably going to see more talk, and as we've alluded to before, on a state income tax, which just seems to be completely and totally not what voters in Washington State on either side of the mountains want.
No, it's certainly not. I struggle with the Elway poll. I think that I would agree that homelessness is a top of the poll issue, except no two people have the same idea how to cure it. And that's how you get there. I also think their methodology was probably weighted a little higher Democrat than what a competitive election might look like in this state. So it's a suggestion, it's a snapshot, but I'm not terribly impressed by it.
No, and I agree with you in that regard. It's very hard to be impressed with something that takes 405 out of 4 million registered voters in the state and try to make it look like it is a resounding affirmation of anything. But I think the one thing that as we continue to follow through this legislative session, everyone is going to be watching very closely, is how this capital gains / income tax moves forward. And if there are any, particularly those up for reelection in 2020 in your side and also on the House side, who jump on board with this?
Well, I can assure you there are no votes in my caucus for it. They look at $850 million in revenue growth since the Taxapalooza last year, and the voters told us 9 of the 12 taxes in advisory votes should be overturned. And the ones they accepted were things like online out-of-state sales tax, which tends to favor our Main Street merchants. They didn't have a problem with putting some tax on vape products, but the rest of them pretty well got hammered down.
Now, before we let you go, Senator Schessler, and we're talking with Senator Mark Schessler, 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, you had a friendly wager with peers in the Wisconsin State House with the Green Bay-Seattle game. Unfortunately, the Seahawks came out on the losing end of that. Have they reached out as to when they expect their bounty?
They didn't give me a date, but I congratulated Scott Fitzgerald, my longtime friend and counterpart in Wisconsin, on his victory, and I'm sure we'll follow through in a timely manner because we're people of principle here.
I think I could say without reservation that if there is a cheese that is going to impress those in Wisconsin, it will be Cougar Gold.
Absolutely.
Senator Mark Schessler, we always appreciate your time, sir. Thanks for your service and keep up the fight.
Great to be back with you. Take care.
All right, you too. Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Take a quick time out, come back, discuss a little further. There is a lot going on over on the west side. It's been a busy week there. And, of course, we've got a lot of things to digest as well happening in the other Washington. Back with more of the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA after this.